pretty chilly here in Colorado Springs, 28 degrees. KRDO News time is 4:37. Joining me on the KRDO News line is Aram Benhamin with Colorado Springs Utilities. And thank you so much for joining us. And this rate decrease couldn't come as a better time, as a lot of people are still using those furnaces and heaters for the next couple days.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew, for having me on. Yesterday, our council approved a rate decrease. So that's good. That's a great start of the year. So this is a mechanism that we use to pass on our fuel costs. And this time, residential customers will see a decrease about over $6 a month on their bills.
And those savings due partially to the fuel cost. Also, we've seen some attribution to the toll the COVID-19 pandemic has had on various customers. Is that correct?
Yes. So 2020 has been a trying year for all of us. And I think from a utility and the city perspective, you know, we have regrouped and reorganized and to make sure our services are uninterrupted. And, you know, very proud of the workforce and the collaborations that we've had. So with that, you know, we just want to make sure 2020 is behind us. But I think, you know, our priorities was the safety of our employees and the safety of our community. But looking forward, Andrew, we have a lot on our plate, you know, to make sure our historic, you know, integrated resource plan that was approved in June of 2020 is being implemented. So looking forward, you know, with the closure of Drake by next year, end of this year, we're going to start the construction on new generation on the site, temporary generation. That's going to put us on path for decommissioning Drake. And then after that, we have the other coal plant, Nixon Power Plant, that's going to be decommissioned no later than December of 2028, and maybe sooner than that. But I think these are all major milestones for setting the city and the community to a future where we're going to have sustainable, reliable energy that will support our growth and support our community as it grows.
And with that, the goal, of course, is the sustainability, but a big key to keep reinforcing is that the overall service will not see anything different. So when I go to plug in my cell phone overnight, it's going to work the same and be just as reliable into the future, no matter what's fueling it, whether it's gas, coal, wind, solar, or whatever we do find to help bridge that gap of sustainability.
That's true. Reliability is something that we don't take it lightly. So everything we do in the transition that we're going to go through, it's going to make sure that our system is always reliable. So when you flip the switch, you don't have to worry about the reliability of our system, and then we can do that. And we have great plans putting in place, including the technology campus that, you know, you've heard about. The we've bought 160 acres of land. That's going to be our hub for innovation, you know, whether it's new technology, batteries that we're going to put in our system, electric vehicles, autonomous vehicles, very robust communication network that we're going to put in order for us to be communicating with our assets. So that campus is going to be the cornerstone for what the utilities would use in collaboration with the city agencies, you know, for us to be able to maximize that center where we're going to look for technology and other advancement in, you know, the systems that we have to put in place. That campus is going to be the cornerstone for our growth of the future. So that is very exciting news, and that kind of gives us the silver lining, you know, when we had to go through 2020 with all the pandemic and everything else we have to do. Our workforce stepped up, and we've done a lot of planning and a lot of looking forward to these changes that we're going to go through.
Well, that is very exciting, and if anyone wants to learn more about all the exciting new technology and cost-saving measures and new tech and sustainability, how can customers go about learning about what all is going on with Springs Utilities?
So we have a lot of the communication that we do, you know, with the communities. We have community outreach programs. We have our website. And we probably are going to intensify the communication, you know, as far as these milestones coming ahead of us. And we would be able to showcase, you know, the projects that we're going forward, including the infrastructure upgrades that we're going through. This week is a milestone on changing our automated metering system. So that's $120 million that we're investing in changing our old technology with automated meter infrastructure that we're going to put in place. And these are the communications that we have had with the community that it's coming. So, but this week is the start of that massive change out that we're going to go through and put in a very advanced meters in our systems in order for our customers to enjoy the benefits of having information about their usage, about you know, making sure their efficiencies and conservation measures, the feedback loop comes back to them, you know, to make sure they're using water wisely and energy efficiently. And those are things that we didn't take a break during the 2020, so we've been pushing very hard to make sure that these programs don't lag. And this is a sign of everything our workforce has done to prepare for the outlook that our board has charted for us and approved for us.
Well, Aram, this is very exciting, and we're up against the clock. We could talk about all that new technology so much, and of course we'll have the utilities back again in the future to continue discussing these great leaps in technology. Thank you so much for joining us and keeping us up to speed of everything coming up this year for Colorado Springs Utilities.
Thank you for having me on.